Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us who are working with the Prairie Fire Children's Theater, and they are Randy Warshaw and Rachel Fenningworth. So good morning, first of all, you do, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're having a great day. And good morning to you, Randy.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having us.
You bet. This is an exciting time for youth in the area because you've been working with them, and I hope an exciting time for you. Let's start with that detail of when this performance is going to be, because we want folks to show up, whether their kids are in it or not. They better come and see it. So, Randy, where do they need to come to see your performance?
You will need to come to Atlantic High School to see our production of Sleeping Beauty, and that will be Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. We do recommend showing up about 10 to 15 minutes early to get a good spot.
Okay. And are there tickets that they need to purchase?
Yes. Tickets for adults are $5, and I believe students and children are $2.
Okay. Good. So, of course, it takes a few funds to put this together and to get you here, and I know there's some other supportive kinds of things that help that happen. But the main thing is people need to show up and see what's happening. Now, Rachel, tell us what's been going on since last Monday. I always find this almost unbelievable. So what happened on Monday and since then?
Well, it's a really quick process. Monday, we showed up and met all of the wonderful kids that are in our show and auditioned them for all of the spots that they are going to be in the show. So we took 2 hours, met the kids, had them say some lines from the show, and by the end of those 2 hours, we had cast all 45 children in the production. We then learned the entire show on Tuesday, and yesterday was Wednesday, and we brought the whole cast back together to start from the very beginning, add in any sound and lights, and finish up the production so that we can start actually rehearsing for the show today.
I think you must have a magic wand with you. How do you make that happen, Randy, in those few days?
Well, it is quite a process, but it's really not us that makes it happen. It is the kids that make it happen. What they bring to the table is so important, and without them being excited for what they're doing, it is not a successful production. So we're lucky enough to have such enthusiastic kids, such talented kids. They really are memorizing their lines quickly. They're taking the direction that we give them. We're asking them to trust us in believing that the things that we tell them that are going to be funny are going to be funny. And the things that we say will work, because we're professional actors, they will work as well. But, you know, it takes a lot of patience, and it takes a lot of energy from us. If we give 110%, we'll get 70 out of them. So we try and give 150 so that they'll give 100%.
Oh, wonderful. And of course, they're coming because they want this experience, and that obviously helps all this. Now, we haven't said anything about the story, Rachel. I'm hoping people will come just because this is a youth presentation and it's, as I say, sort of magic that happens. But there's always a story you put together. Tell us about the story this year.
There's definitely a nice special twist to this version of Sleeping Beauty. It takes place on a Hollywood movie set back around the 1930s. So there are definitely some really good shout outs and movie references to things that the audience and the parents and the grandparents are really going to enjoy. But it's also very family-based as well. So you take this classic story of the girl who falls asleep and needs to be rescued, and you add a little backstory to how she got into that position, and you set it on a movie set, and it really adds a new excitement. Our main character is Rose, the Sleeping Beauty, and she actually gets to do a lot of the show before you finally see how she falls asleep and gets taken away.
Okay, that kind of builds that interest there. You got to have a little bit of, okay, what's going to happen next? Randy, to make this work, I'm sure there have to be costumes. How does that happen?
Costumes happen really quickly as well. Friday before the performance, they have a dress rehearsal, so we call them in a little bit early, and we fit them for all of the costumes. We can have about 80 kids in our production, so we have 80 costumes that we travel with, and we do laundry every week. We suit the kids up. We make sure that they look good. They look really stylized this year as well. So lots of kids wearing suit jackets. Our henchmen get to wear cool hats and, you know, they get to sort of thug around a little bit. Our chorus girls look fantastic in shiny flapper dresses. It's another one of those things that it happens quickly, but once they're costumed, they look fantastic. And that's half the battle for them, is getting through the week until they get to costumes. There's something about putting on that superhero garb that just propels them to some other level of performance, and they really get into what they're doing. So we look forward to dress rehearsal just as much as they do.
Yep. As you say, that kind of puts the finishing touch on the magic when you get the costumes. And that I don't know if people noticed, you said you bring them with you. So when you travel, you travel with a lot of things. So, Rachel, I want to talk a little bit about you folks. Randy mentioned that you're actors, but Rachel, I want to know where you grew up and where you live now.
Okay. I came from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, born and raised. I stayed there through college, went to Point Park University to get a BFA in acting, and shortly after moved myself to New York City. Currently residing in New York, very uptown Manhattan, but right there in the hustle and bustle of it, and just on a little vacation for a job in the country, and I'm loving it.
Okay. Well, one of the things that happens, and Randy can explain this, is you do a lot of traveling. But Randy, what about you? Where did you grow up? And I think you're a New York guy now, too.
I am a New York transplant as well, originally from Denver, Colorado. I moved to New York after college at the University of Northern Colorado. And I've been in New York for the past 7 years. So Rachel and I happened to audition for our company in Memphis, Tennessee. So it takes a little bit of traveling from place to place, but I think that's one of the big reasons that Rachel and I went to New York, is so we could go other places. And this really is a fantastic experience for us. We're having a great time in Iowa. It's a little interesting to think that we could come from a place with so many people and so many things to a smaller area like this and have such a fantastic time. But it's true, and Atlantic has been really good to us so far. We're having a wonderful time.
And I have to put a little plug in here. You are staying at Harrisdale Homestead. So you talk about no people and quiet. This is it, because there's hardly any traffic and very, very quiet. So that's been a really big change.
Harrisdale Homestead has been very good to us, and we have had a fantastic time there. It's out of the way. It's cozy. It's comfortable. Rachel and I saw some amazing stars the other day, yes. And that is something that we never see in Manhattan. So we're very thankful to Harrisdale Homestead for that.
Very good. We're pleased you could do that. Now, Rachel, you have worked together, you say, in your company. Can you tell us some of the kinds of productions that you have performed in?
Oh, dear. There's been a whole scale of productions. I started way young as a kid doing children's theater myself. Then you go through college, so everything's kind of, you know, a little more ready for you, and they've got really good equipment because you're there for college for it. And then you jump yourself into New York, and you could end up performing in the basement of a theater somewhere with a leaky ceiling, all the way to being on the Broadway stage. And I've done, you know, lots of that in between as well. As far as with Prairie Fire, I actually started last summer, and I've done Wizard of Oz with this company. And we just got off a 5-month tour of Aladdin as well before we came here for Sleeping Beauty. And we get to see tons of different theaters on the road, all the way from gym floors to old theaters that have been restored from like the 1800s. And that's just, it's the scale of what we get to see while we're traveling has probably been some of the best performance spaces that I've gotten to see throughout my career.
Randy, mentioning Aladdin, and also I think you mentioned your chorus line. You involve music in both the productions you perform in as well as here at Prairie Fire.
Right. I am in no way musically inclined myself. I personally go for more of the straightforward, like play acting theater. However, kids like to sing and dance, so it's no surprise that you would have a great element of song and dance in with children's theater. So that's something amazing that Prairie Fire has brought to the table, is that they add song and dance and acting and comedy and drama, something for everybody, even a little bit of references that the adults in the audience will get and sometimes goes over the kids' heads. So we have elements of just about everything in Prairie Fire Children's Theater shows. And just their formula and what they have started ever since 1987 has been quite fantastic. So they've been doing this for quite a long time.
Well, it's a great opportunity for the youth here in the area, something that they don't get to do, and especially with professionals, but like Randy and Rachel. Randy, remind us where people need to show up to see a performance.
We will be performing at Atlantic High School on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults, and students and children, $2.
Okay, just be there. And until next time, here's a thought from Randy.
Always say yes.
That's how we end. We have 11.